You refer to the war starting December 7th, 1941. You would have been 6 years old.
Right.
Do you remember hearing or adults talking about it?
Yeah, I remember when they bombed Hawaii. I didn't really grasp the meaning of it, I think, but it was kind of scary to me, probably because I didn't understand what it meant. But, yeah, it was kind of scary when I heard that.
Rationing, do you remember any of that?
Oh, yeah, I remember rationing. We had the stickers you put on the windshield to get gas. I don't remember if groceries were rationed or not, but I know that we didn't have just anything we wanted. And gasoline, I remember particularly, you had, I think, got 10 gallons a week or something like that.
Being on the farm, I suppose.
Well, we were off the farm by then.
Okay, and you were living in?
We were living in Dallas.
Oh, in Dallas.
Yeah, he moved to Dallas and went to work for North American Airways.
Tires and things like that?
Tires were almost impossible. You wore them till you could see through them, pretty much. They were hard to come by.
In Dallas, you continue elementary?
We went there, and before the war was over, my father moved to Maryland and went to work for Fairchild Aircraft. So I went to a lot of schools during that time. When we moved to Maryland 1 year, when we were trying to find a place to live, they changed my schools five times, so I got to learn to meet people pretty well.
By then, you're into junior or high school?
No, I was still in seventh or eighth grade by then. We stayed there until after the war, and then my father moved to California looking for opportunities there, and then he moved back to Fort Worth, Texas, and worked there for quite a while. From there, he moved to Shawnee, Oklahoma, and started an aircraft production. They did work for McDonnell Douglas and that sort of company, did tooling work.
Your schooling then, junior and high school?
Well, junior and high school, I went to a lot of schools because we moved so much. I think I went through 13 schools before I graduated from high school.
Wow. Was that tough on you?
No, I don't think so. I hear people talk about having to move. Of course, I had a brother who's 18 months older, so we were very close, but I never did find that it was tough. We always made friends pretty fast and got acquainted pretty fast.
So then you ultimately graduated from what high school?
Shawnee High School.
So you're living in Shawnee, and then is it your desire to go to college right away?
I graduated a semester early out of high school, and I went right straight to OU. I went there for 2 years, and then I left and came back to Shawnee to finish at OBU because my wife had a job there, and we were about to get married, so she put her husband through college, and we did that in Shawnee.
Your wife's name?
Novella. She was a Thompson, Novella Jane Thompson. She was out of Dale, Oklahoma, which was about 7 miles out of Shawnee, probably 400 or 500 people there.
In college, what was your field of study?
I had a major in business management and a minor in accounting. Actually, I could have had a split major. I had enough hours to have a major in accounting, but I didn't want to be an accountant.
What drove that interest?
Accounting? Or
yeah,
business?
In business and accounting.
Well, my father was in business. You know, he started the manufacturing company in Shawnee's. They hired up to about 1,200, 1,300 people at one time. It was a big industry. I always felt like I wanted to own my own company if I could.
And your father was a sharecropper.
He started out being a sharecropper, that's right.
And
ends up owning a company that produced for the major aircraft industries.
He owned it?
Oh, yeah. He started with three other people, and one by one bought the others out and ended up owning it.
Obvious influence on business then, on your young mind.
Oh, yeah, I think so, right. Sure. I lived through all that.
After college, what happens to you?
Well, I went out to Roswell, New Mexico, and went to work as a chief accountant for a petroleum marketing company. It was really an unusual situation. He had dealership in Sinclair, Kerr McGee, and Cosden, I think, three different distributorships, which is just unheard of. But out there wasn't that many people to take those distributorships. So he got those. Then he had stations all over New Mexico and parts of Texas. I think we had 129 stations at one point.
And then what did you do?
I started out being their chief accountant, but they learned that I could fly, and they wanted to know if I'd fly the airplane if they'd bought it. So most of the time I would fly during the day and work during the night. You know, I was young and ambitious and thought that was a great deal for a long time.
When did you take up flying?
There in Shawnee when I was in high school. I got my license in 1955.
Why?
I just always was interested in aviation. Of course, the manufacturing company that my father had was an aviation company.
Okay. Your father had an obvious major influence
in
your life.
Oh, major, yes, major.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Then how long do you stay with that company?
Well, I was out in New Mexico probably 3 years. Then I came back to Shawnee, Oklahoma, as chief accountant for that aircraft company, which at that time employed about 1,200 people. I stayed there for about 2 years, and then a friend of my father had started a company out in Ogden, Utah. They needed somebody to help run that company, so he asked me to come out there. I went out to Ogden, and I was vice president of Utah Tool and Manufacturing Company in Ogden. That was 61 to 63, I guess. And then there was a company in Pryor, Oklahoma. Actually, it was Oklahoma Ordnance Works that was trying to develop an industrial area there. Somehow we get in touch with them, and they wanted us to move our plant there. And they eventually bought the equipment from us and then leased it back to us if we'd move there, and we did that. Then a couple of years later, in 1965, there was another group that wanted to buy the company, and we sold it to them.
And describe the company again?
It was a tool and die company. We did work, again, for the major aircraft industries, McDonnell Douglas, Fairchild, and Thiokol Chemical, those people.
You ultimately sold the company?
We sold the company, yes.